Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Grace does not excuse sin for the believer, excuses sin for the sinner. They couldn't straighten up if they wanted to. They've got to have 100% charis, the Greek word for grace, unmerited, earn our favor. When you get saved, your butt better get right. Like the one man said in the church, he said, when I jump high. When I run fast. When I shout loud. And the other guy said, but when you come down from all that jumping, land right. All that hooping and hollering and you living like the devil is not right. That's frustrating the grace. Understand grace accurately. The grace for the sinner and the grace for the saint, there's two different facets of that. The unsaved man cannot live right. We've proven that in the Old Testament. It's just a blanket. Just come as you are. Just come on. When you get saved, don't frustrate that precious blood, that amazing grace that took sin away from you, that you can now no longer be in bondage to sin, but you can stand in righteousness. But if you're preaching grace as a blanket of sin, you're preaching a sloppy grace, you're going to have sloppy saints. Always tripping and stumbling over sin for all their Christian life. And might trip up and end up in hell. I get so sick and tired of preachers preaching that because if it's in the pulpit, it's going to get out there in the pew. Pastor's sleeping with the secretary, doing all kinds of stuff, still in the pulpit preaching because after all, it's all under grace. Do you think Jesus would have gone with that? Jesus was calling people whitewashed sepulchers and said, you of your father devil, and ain't done nothing like some of the stuff people do in church today. These things ought not be named amongst you, Church of Corinth. Sin should not be once named among us. Righteousness is the order of the day. Grace allowed me to come in without earning a thing. Then grace keeps me because grace of God is upon me as I study and read the word, so I don't have to sin. It's no longer an obligation, it's a choice, and I choose to believe God and not sin. If anybody else preach you any other doctrine, get away from it, because you will end up still staying in sin. Do you believe you need to stop sinning, or you really believe you should stop sinning, but you don't need to? What do you think Jesus came to give you eternal life for? To sin throughout it all? You're going to choose to love righteousness more than you love sin. You're going to choose to obey your spirit, not your flesh, and don't ever say your spirit led you into sin. If you go into sin or you choose to sin, it's because you followed your flesh, and they that walk after flesh shall reap destruction. But they that walk up the Spirit shall have life eternal. That's what Paul was saying, the same one they misconstrued and mix up what he said to people who weren't born again and people who were under the law to get them saved. They misunderstand. Don't keep reading Colossians and other places where he's telling folks the church been established a while. He ain't telling nobody nothing about that. He's telling them live right. Do right. Don't have that thing that amongst you. Why is that? And one man got his father's wife. Well, what is all this? This is not supposed to be named anywhere. Righteousness is the result of a person who believes and acts on the word. Continuance of sin is a person who doesn't believe in the power of grace. They don't believe in the true power that God's grace is so mighty that once you receive it, it can come in and wash you and equip you to live right. Very few of you in this room would be so bold as to lie and say that the devil made you do it anymore. You knew not to do it, and you did anyway. Before, you didn't even have the choice because you just weren't aware of it. But now you know you can choose not to, but you got to be able to deny the flesh. You got to take up your cross and follow after him daily, denying yourself. Jesus said, you want to come after me? You want to follow me? Then take up your cross daily. Put your flesh on it, nail it in the morning, and say, you shall not dominate me today. I shall dominate you. Let's look at this. Jesus said, believe the word. And you're not going to see where in the word what Jesus tells anybody anyway that they should sin. He came to redeem us from the works of the flesh. He came to redeem us from that so that we can be free from sin. How can you be free from something still in bondage? I'm free from jail, but the door is still locked and I can't get out, but I'm free. That's just an empty confession. That's not a fact. It is a fact. If you're born again, you're free from sin, and Satan can't make you do it. You have to choose to do it. And if we stop choosing to do it, then are ye righteous? Righteousness is credited to the unbeliever, but righteousness, when you get born again, is there for you to live. It's a code. It's a standard. Why write the word if we don't have to live by it? It's just optional. Jesus said to him, man, if you want to be blessed, there at the bottom in John 20:29, Amplified, it says, that person who will live by life, who they don't have to see everything, they don't have to touch everything, faith, they don't have to feel it, they don't have to do, they're not trapped in five senses as reality. They have a sixth sense called faith, which is belief in God and acting like you believe it. They have a sixth sense. It establishes to me that Jesus Christ lived. How do you know? By faith. It established to me, if I'm farming and I plant this thing and I got to rent a combine, I got to rent all this because I planted, you know, 500 acres of corn, and I got to go buy, spend money on equipment. I don't know the worms aren't in there eating it up, but by faith, they're not eating it up. I hadn't sat in this chair today. You all might be playing a trick on me. You might be trying to booby trap me, but I'm not going to do like this where I sit it in, because I definitely want to fall to the floor. Let me see if the usher's playing a trick on me, or if somebody doing something funny, or the chair's broke. No, I'm going to just sit down by faith and see it holds me. You're walking by faith all the time. You came to church by faith, trusting it's not a waste of your time. If you knew you were going to come in here and I was going to curse you out, slap you in the face, and send you home, had the ushers throw you out, you wouldn't have come. But you believed I wasn't going to do that. Living by faith is not even unusual. It's not even uncommon. Farmers live by it. Everybody, scientists live by it. They just don't want to admit it. Thomas Edison said, I failed over 10,000 times to harness electricity. But you know what kept me going? I believed I could harness it. You can't touch, taste, smell, or see belief. That's a spiritual thing. Just like joy. Just like love. Those are fruits of the spirit. Not fruits of the natural. Gravity is something God put in existence that's almost spiritual. You can't touch it. So you negate the whole realm of reality. And does the Bible not tell us that those things that are not seen are more real than those that are seen? For those things that are seen came out of those things that are unseen. That's what the Bible tells us. Which one preceded the other? Which one is more real? Awesome. Awesome the way God thinks. Oh, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are much higher than our ways. Says, blessed and happy and to be envied. Ooh, that person, that saint right there, they just so blessed. People just envy you. They looking at you like, dang, you know. Now, Christians don't envy. That's sin. But isn't it a shame that the sinners who do envy don't envy us? Because we're not enviable. God's will is that we believe. And only through believing and getting in faith are we going to get to where we say blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have not seen things or seen him, and yet they believe and adhere to and trust in and rely upon him. So it's not just you believe in him. You got to believe what he said you do and you go do it. So read it again. Blessed and happy and to be envied are those who have never seen Jesus and yet have believed and adhered to and trusted in and relied upon him. Do you rely on Jesus today? Jesus returned. He directly addressed Thomas, instructing him to touch him. Then Jesus revealed his will to Thomas. Do not be unbelieving, Thomas, but be believing. Jesus continued to enlighten Thomas by telling him that the blessed ones believe and they don't require to have to see. Touch, taste, smell. They believe. That's who's blessed. The person who can live by faith is blessed. A person who understands that they can believe whatever they want to believe, but they choose to believe the truth, which is the word of God. They make a choice. It doesn't matter what they see, touch, taste, smell. I believe. Doesn't matter how many preachers you think are fake and phony. I still believe. Doesn't matter whether your friend is not right with Christian. They used to be, then they not. How many hypocritical Christians you saw, you choose to believe. That's the blessed person, because Jesus knows there's a whole lot in this world the devil's showing people, because he's the God of this world, not the God of the universe, but he's the God of this world, not the God of the church, but he is the God of this world. And he can manipulate circumstances so you can see, touch, taste, smell, things that direct you if you're not led by belief off track. The Bible says that if Jesus does not come back man is so self-destructive that he would destroy himself. And you can see that. We've got enough nuclear weapons to destroy the earth 23 times over. Wouldn't one be sufficient? And we got enough to store 20. What kind of food would make enough to destroy it 23 times over? It's a self-destructive fool who just can't get a hold of enough. Man left alone would do what he did before Jesus came. He was sin. But a righteous standard came, and Jesus said, look, I live right. I'm an example. But let me tell you how it happens. Now, you can't have the Holy Ghost because you're unborn again flesh. You can't have God live within you. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be a righteous lamb. I'm going to live. I'm going to show you example. I'm going to teach you the will of the Father. I'm going to be the express will of the Father before you. I will live before you. Then I'm going to die, and I'm going to be lifted up, and I will draw men to myself. Then I'm going to go to the grave. I'm going to rise up again. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to get everybody. I'm going to tell them. I'm going to let them go. Then they're going to tell you. Now, what you going to believe? Jesus is looking at you saying, what you going to do? What you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? Those of you that aren't saved, you got to get saved today. Believe, give your life to God. Those that are saved but aren't living like they should, what are you going to do with that? It ain't just getting saved. It's being saved. Everybody got saved isn't going to be saved. Did you know that? Once saved, always saved is a lie I was taught as a Baptist. Not talking about your Baptist church, I'm talking about mine. But I was taught once saved, always saved. You in like Flynn, you set. That's just a lie. Jesus talked about people to follow him, walk with him, were with him. Then they believed no more and they turned away. Jesus looked and said, are you all going to leave too? And they know they believed. We had all established they believed, but he said, you're going to leave too. You can leave whenever you want to. And you know how you leave? With your lifestyle. When you give your life to Christ and you look down your hand, God said, do one thing, you're doing another, that's when you left. Because you've chosen no longer let him be your Lord. You decide to have sloppy grace and think you can walk around in sin and it's just all okay. Sin is a plague. Sin is the enemy of righteousness. Sin is of the Father, the Antichrist. Sin is against God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, which are sin in men. And people dare would preach any kind of thing like it's okay to sin. It's never okay to sin. It's always wrong. If you catch yourself in sin, repent immediately. Study the word. Build your faith. Turn away from it. Don't be having the same sin over and over and over because you like it. That's what that means. I've never kept going to a restaurant I didn't like. Have you? I've never kept ordering a meal I didn't like. Have you? If there's other meals to order. You order it because unless it's the only thing that's there, you order it because you like it. You even tell other people how good it is. I hear saints talk about sin like it's a meal that they keep going back to. You don't understand. See, but so far, you know
how it is, Pastor. You know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is in hell. Tell me, we'll both know. I don't know how that is at all because I said, I'm not trying to do that. I'm not trying to play it that close to the line.
Hello, friends and partners. I want to make you aware of an urgent need and ask for your help. For months now, it's been progressively difficult to bear the financial load of this broadcast without your assistance. I want you to honestly consider the value of this program to you and your family and give generously today to help the Positive Change broadcast remain on your station. If you have a church that you attend regularly, your tithe belongs there. But if the Positive Change broadcast is the storehouse where you receive the majority of your spiritual teaching, please consider paying your tithe into this ministry until you find a home church. Also, if you have a church and you've been receiving the Word of God in the mornings from this broadcast, give your best offering today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue being available to you in the mornings when you get ready for your day or on your commute to work. The Positive Change broadcast has been available on this station for 6 years, but I need you to give online today at joyfaith.com and pay your tithe and or give a generous offering so we can continue sharing our mornings. I believe your generous seed sown into this good soil will reap a mighty harvest. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that each person whom this ministry is blessed will bless this ministry today. I thank you that as they sow generously into the good soil, that each one of them will reap a continual harvest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you online at joyfaith.com today. It's the most convenient way to give. You can give by debit, credit, or online check. So log on to joyfaith.com today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue on this station. Be blessed and have an awesome day.